I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
Now, Will, that ain't no way to talk to your pa.
You're not my father.
No, you're not.
And that's enough out of you, you whelp, you. Now, listen to me, both of you. We go for a ride.
I'm not coming with you.
Can you hear me, boy? Get your things.
Okay. Come on, Gene. Come on. Run for it. Run for it.
Come back here. Come back, you whelps. Don't worry. I'll find you.
Harry?
Yeah. I'm coming. Coming to finish you off.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Louisiana Hayride.
Come on, Esther.
I hit you shot the kids just now.
They was misbehaving themselves. Kids need a shouting at from time to time. Disciplines them. Kid needs discipline.
If you say so. Harry, I feel so weak.
It's because you ain't eating nothing.
It's not that. Ever since the fever took me, I just feel so weak. Like I'm never gonna walk again. Why don't you call a doctor, Harry?
Doctor don't know nothing. Country man like me knows much. You eat a little, rest a little, you get better.
Oh, I know. Must say, if I go, I've had some good times since you came along.
Sure, Esther. You gotta eat something. I done prepared some soup for you. Here, drink a little.
Oh, in a moment.
I want to ask you some questions, Esther. You know, them kids need looking after. And I'm not a rich man.
You're a good man, Harry.
I try to be, Esther. Anyways, I'm not rich. I've been thinking I can get work here in Springville. I have to. You've been mighty kind to me, but I got to get work to help you and the kids.
I don't want you to do that. Ever since Luke died, I've been so lonely. I need you around all the time.
Then who's going to provide? Luke said you got some money somewheres.
Did he say that?
You know he said that. I told you before. I've been here a month now, Esther, courting you. And we are going to get married. I think, seeing as you're sick and just in case, did Luke leave some money somewhere?
I don't know. He left me a year ago, you know that?
Did he leave any money anywhere?
I don't know. He used to talk to Alan a lot. Maybe he knows. I don't.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
What do you say, Harry?
Nothing. Here, have some soup. Let me help you up a little.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice. But bitter.
Yeah. You'll sleep better. A nice, long sleep, Esther.
Thank you.
No, Johnny. I think we can pull out now.
We've been here long enough, with all due respect to you, Gordy.
Well, no skin off of my nose. Are you happy with the case now?
Sure. Lee?
Yeah, Johnny, I think Luke Chisholm deserved to die.
As he did 5 weeks back.
We know, we were there. Maybe one day we'll find the guy who was supposed to be with him when it happened.
Well, Luke was a loner. The jury and the judge read it that way.
Yeah, and we presented our evidence that way. Still, there are a few little things about the case that disturb me. Luke Chisholm shot down 2 state cops when they went to raid his illicit liquor still. They died, and he hanged for it. Still doesn't explain the different caliber bullets.
In the bodies, you mean?
Yeah. 38 in one of the cops' bodies. 45 slug in the other.
Look, Lee, I know how you like to button up a case. And I'm glad you stayed on here, trying to puzzle out the few odds and ends that didn't seem to fit. But, Luke had a few pals with him. They ran, dropped a couple of guns. Before he died, Ricky Bolton told that Luke was pulling 2 guns.
He thought he was pulling and using 2 guns.
Well, you know how the jury thought.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's something will never be explained. Maybe Luke did use his gun, the .38, and pick up another, a .45, to use that.
You want me to bring the car around, Lee?
Yeah, sure. Okay, Gordy, thanks for the help. Sorry we stayed on so long after the trial and execution.
Well, it's okay by me. If this thing hadn't happened in the state, you wouldn't have been called in. For my sake, I'm glad we got you down here to Louisiana.
You guys could have done it all yourselves. See you, Gordy.
Yeah. I can see you guys out.
No, don't bother. Lead off, Johnny.
Well, we hit the road back to New York?
Not yet. I just want to go ask his widow a few questions, if she'll see us. Bring the car up here, will you? I'll wait. Mrs. Chisholm. Bang on the door again, Johnny, will you?
Seems like she's not in.
Uh-huh. Okay, I can understand it. She's in, maybe, but doesn't want to see anyone. Cops, especially. Let's get back to the car.
Can I help you, sir? You looking for someone?
Mrs. Chisholm.
She ain't with us no more. She died 2 nights back. Been buried already.
How did she die?
She got sick. Had a fever a long time. Then took sick bad. Died at nighttime.
Who are you?
Jessup, sir. Tim Jessup. I used to do all the odd jobs for Mr. Luke before, and guess I just hung around since.
Hung being the word.
Jessup, who attended Mrs. Chisholm?
Oh, that's the man what was courting her after Mr. Luke died.
Who was he?
He was a man called Soames, old friend of the family. He took off yesterday.
And the children?
Oh, Soames, he said they'd gone to see an aunt. I ain't seen him since 2 days back.
Jessup, describe Soames to me.
You cops?
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, sir, he's a tall man, big hands, kind of twisted face, you know, big nose, small eyes. Now, look, sir, I ain't going to get in no trouble.
No, you're not going to get into any trouble, Jessup. I'm looking for another man. A man who fired a .45 bullet into the 2 cops. Or at least fired a couple of bullets.
I thought you'd worked that one out of your system.
So did I. It's just a funny thing at the back of my mind is all. Luke is executed by the state for murder. Man takes up with his wife. Then she dies. Why?
Natural causes?
Or maybe not. Luke Chisholm ran a still. Couple of stills. Illicit liquor. He ran a garage, had a finger in a few pies. Now, let's say he might have had some money. Yet he had the mentality of a Louisiana backwoodsman. me read it.
Someone who knew him heard he got executed, came along, courted his wife for a reason.
Yeah, it could be.
But I can tell you right off, Luke Chisholm had nothing in the bank. He was the kind that kept his dough in the house.
Gordy, who knew he had money?
Well, I knew. He was a quiet man. Maybe even his friends didn't really know all that much.
So, how would someone know? I mean, Luke was on trial for 3 weeks, then 5 under sentence, then the execution. A man often talks when he's due to die, Gordy.
What are you getting at, Lee?
I'll tell you. I want to find out from you who palled up to Luke when he was in prison. Who had access to him before he hit the condemned cell.
Well, sure, I can tell you that.
I think someone may even have gotten into prison for the set purpose of getting out of Luke what he had to tell. I think in terms of minor charges, vague maybe. Maybe a guy called Soames.
Okay. Why him particularly?
I think he was Luke's pal. I think he got at Luke, maybe in prison. Also, he's a killer. He bumped off Mrs. Chisholm.
Yeah, let me work things out now. The kids are taken off. They ain't got no relatives. And they couldn't go nowheres. So they must be sort of hanging around. Waiting for me to make a move. Where would a kid go? 2 kids. Hang about down by the river, maybe.
Your order, sir?
Huh? Oh, yeah, cheeseburger.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Could do with a drink right now. Yeah. So I go down to the river, hunt for him. I know they know where the dough is. There's got to be some dough. He said there was dough, a lot of it. I can remember every word he said. Every word. Every word. They're going to put you in a condemned cell. He ain't got much time.
Leave me alone.
What's the matter with you, boy? You want your interest looking after, don't you? You got a wife, kids. You want them looked after, don't you?
Me alone.
Yeah, okay. I want to remember this, boy. I help you out there when the cops raided the stills. If it weren't for me, they'd have killed you.
I told you thanks. But you ought to thank me because I didn't squeal on you. I ain't going to squeal either. I'm going to face that rope on my own.
That's because we're friends, Luke. You helped me after I helped you. Now I want to help you again.
You want the dough, that's all. Now you beat it back to your own cell. Go on, beat it. You won't never find where it's hid.
You're a dope, that's what. A dope. A dope. A dope. A dope.
One cheeseburger.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Are you feeling okay, sir?
Yeah, sure. I'm feeling fine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, here it is somewhere. And those kids know where. I thought she knew where, but she didn't.
State.
Now, what the heck do you think? One, the guy's a killer. He bumped off Luke Chisholm's wife, arsenic, and what she ate. 2, as like as not, he was the guy who helped shoot down the 2 cops with Luke Chisholm.
Why wasn't he seen?
Oh, don't be so damn stupid. Why should he have been seen? He could have fired out from anywhere, okay? 3, the 2 Chisholm kids are on the run. He may be after them.
He's almost bound to be, Johnny.
Now, get out of general alert, Gordy. Now, be a good guy and don't give us any more beef, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry I'm not as quick on the uptake as you guys.
Don't apologize. Just get things moving, Gordy.
Yeah, okay.
Are we stay with this, Lee?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, where will Soames be right now, huh?
eating a cheeseburger, maybe filling up. Then he'll take on after the kids.
Why, Lee?
Gordy brought us the evidence we needed. That while in prison, Luke Chisholm was seen around with his friend Soames. Soames was in on a vag charge. I think he cooked that one, got himself in. The two were never out of each other's sight. Until, that is, Luke went to the condemned cell.
And Soames helped bump the two cops out?
I think so. I think he's the man we've been looking for all this time.
Why didn't Chisholm squeal?
Why should he? He knew what he'd done. He knew he'd killed. Soames had helped, sure, but this kind of country, Johnny, guys get born with a conscience. They're oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
They live with a conscience, you get it?
Yeah.
Downtrodden. They grow to manhood. They fight authority. Because it's the habit. Because they're trying to prove that there's something in them.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they inevitably choose violence. Ill-educated, they can't talk for what they believe are their rights. Luke Chisholm knew he had to die for what he'd done.
Yeah.
In dying, he might wipe the slate clean. In a way, to die was to purge himself of all he'd ever endured since a kid.
Phew.
I meant it all, Johnny. What it boils down to is Luke Chisholm didn't squeal. It wasn't in his code to squeal. Soames knew this. He got himself into prison. And during the times that he talked to Chisholm, Soames must have leaked something.
Duh.
Sure. Chisholm was well enough off by country standards.
So Soames quits prison, starts playing about with Esther Chisholm after Luke had been executed.
Yeah. And she, seeing him as a friend, allowed him to stick around. She may even have fallen for him.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's on the go. General alert's out for Soames.
Thanks, Gordy. Suffer, little children. Can you imagine those youngsters? Alan and Gene Chisholm, running in fear of their lives. Soames deserves to die just because of that.
Yeah, I know.
Where do we go from here?
Well, get search parties out along the river. Get them way up the river. A kid can run far when frightened. Lee?
Yeah, a man must eat. Kind of think Soames is a man of appetites, Johnny. A lust for many things. We'll patrol the roads, you and I.
Funny, isn't it, huh? You guys were right, after all, about someone else being involved and the cops were killed. Soames wasn't even there when the stills were raided. So we thought.
Get the car, Johnny. Gordy, get those search parties going.
Yeah, okay, it's moving now, Lee.
Great. Come on, Johnny.
Lee, you think he's hunting down the kids because they can tell him where Luke has hidden his dough?
Most like. While we drive, Johnny, I want to think about Luke Chisholm. I know a bit about him now. We've had his property searched. Nothing. Nothing in the bank. I want to try and work out where a guy like him would stash some dough. If we know that, we can cut this case down by half.
You all read about these two kids?
Yeah, seems like they's on the run from this guy Soames. Cops think down by the river somewheres.
What's he after?
I don't know, but I heard tell he's after money. That he snuck into prison while old Luke was there waiting, and he tried to get from him where he might have hidden the dough.
Luke didn't have much.
Had a little.
Mill and me went calling on Luke and Esther a long time back. Nice family.
The cops had no right to raid like they did. They started it all.
I heard tell you was up there when they raided, when the cops got shot.
Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. One thing I do know, Soames is a killer.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah. Let's get him before the cops do.
Before he gets to the kids.
Yeah.
Hey there, pardon me, you guys discussing something? Yeah. Like we're gonna make a lynch party, Hal. Soames, down at the river, chasing the Chisholm kids.
Yeah, I heard tell. Count me in.
Lou?
Lou?
You get the rest of the boys organized. You bring them back here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right.
Tom, Hank, Sid, Bob, We're making up a lynch party.
Come on, turn out you guys. Get your guns.
Lynch party.
We're going after Soames and Chisholm kids.
String him up high, I say. String him up.
I'm scared.
You don't have to be. I'm looking after you.
Why can't we go back to Mom?
Because he'll be there, that's why.
Can we go back later?
Sure. You hungry?
Yeah.
Eat some of this. I snuck it.
Oh, gee.
You have to bring that pillow along with you all the time?
Yeah, and you're not going to stop me.
Come on.
There he is, Howard.
Come on before he gets us. Come on, Gene, come on.
Just trying to think of appetites, Johnny. Soames's appetite for dough, for liquor, too. He was a big drinker, Gordy?
Yeah, it turned him nasty. I think he liked it that way.
Okay. He's around here somewhere. He'll need food, as the kids will. But he'll need liquor. Any stills down this end?
Oh, Harrison's got a place near here at the river.
You haven't busted it up?
We bust it, he shoves it up again.
And we're some way from the Chisholm home. Strange, isn't it? Maybe we can catch Soames on the way he drinks. Gordy, bring the car over. Get us to this guy Harrison's place. Now.
I still say you got no right busting in here.
Shut up or I turn you in. Soames knew you. He's around here, like I said.
And you think he's going to be fun because he wants a drink?
Yeah, we do.
Not that I've got any to give him, you know.
Gordy, keep him quiet. Shove him in the bedroom or something. We'll wait
here. Yeah, okay. Now, come on, Harrison. You can't told you that Soames is around here. Now, you get out of here. Go on. Right through there.
This is an awful long shot, Lee.
Long shots have worked before. For the kid's sake, this had better work as well. I think Soames will come in here for refreshment. I'm banking on his coming here, Johnny.
Well, at least the cops are working along the river. Hey.
Harrison? Harrison, you around?
Go get him, Johnny.
Right.
Coming in, Buster.
Hey, who you got?
38.
What's going on?
Come on.
All right, keep it quiet. Soames, you're under arrest. Gordy, get the car. We'll get him back to the town. Break his arm if he tries anything, Johnny. Soames is lucky he's inside behind bars. Let's go talk to him, Johnny.
Hey, no justice in this town.
Hey, come on,
Soames will be brought to trial.
Oh.
He'll hang. You'll feel happy then, I guess. Now disperse. I know how you feel, but we've got Soames. He'll stand trial. Now disperse.
Hey, Nelson's bringing in the kids. They found the kids.
Bring the kids over here, please,
will you?
I found them hiding in a haystack on my place. Thought I'd bring them in.
Ah, thanks, Nelson. Are you okay, kids?
Yeah, sure.
You better come on inside. Gene, you gonna bring that pillow in with you?
No one's gonna get it. It's mine.
Bring him, Gordy.
I got a meal rustled up for these two. My wife will look after them until things are settled. Well, case is over, huh?
Except for the missing dough, if there was any.
It's time we shove, Johnny. Oh, Gordy, when young Jean's rested up, have a look in her pillow. Got a feeling you'll find something in there. A neat place to hide some dough.
What?
You want to take a bet?
Don't. You'll lose, Gordy.
Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, in The Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.